Hey, this is Pastor Steve Berger with This Is That, where we bring biblical clarity to cultural chaos. We want to thank you for listening today, and remember, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or to this podcast so you don't miss another episode. God bless you. We pray that this is a blessing for you today. All right, y'all. Pastor Steve Berger here. Welcome back to This Is That, where we're in part two of this new series called The Planting of Satan. The Planting of Satan, part two. So we started last week by talking about Satan's strategy to plant people in churches, to wreak havoc, and to weaken true followers of Jesus. These satanic plants, they look the part. Listen to me. These satanic plants, they look the part, they play the part, they talk the part of real believers, but they are anything but real believers. So today, I want to look at our next portion of scripture, the parable of the wheat and the tares. This is found in Matthew chapter 13. We're going to start it right at verse 24. Matthew 13, 24. Another parable Jesus put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' And the owner, the master, said, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather up the tares?' But the master said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" This is the parable of the wheat and the tares. Now, as we're going to see in just a minute, something interesting happens. If you read in Matthew, Jesus gives two more short parables, and then the disciples come to Jesus, and they don't ask Jesus about the other two little parables. They ask him, "Hey, Lord, we need some help here. Help us understand the parable of the wheat and the tares." So we have the benefit, beloved, of having Jesus himself interpret the parable, the meaning of the parable of the wheat and the tares. Jesus interprets it himself. He gives us the framework then for us to make other observations that are rooted in the scripture that would apply to this parable of the wheat and the tares. But Jesus gives us the structure for it for sure. So check this out. Matthew 13, 36. "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field.' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man,'" the Son of God himself. "'He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom of God. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one, Satan. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And so Jesus gives us the interpretation, again, the framework of this parable of the wheat and the tares. He lets us know that he, Jesus, the Son of Man, plants good seed in the world to bring his own redeeming grace to his creation through the preaching and teaching of the word and the will and the ways of God. And those good seeds, those sons of the kingdom, right? They bring God's word into all areas of people's existence, into lives individually, and every human structure generally. So the Son of Man plants good seed to bring forth kingdom results, okay? And so as good seed, as true, genuine believers, as followers of Jesus, we are to be his disciples. We're to be salt and light that he mentions there in the similitudes in Matthew chapter 5. We're to be reconcilers. We're to be ambassadors. We're to be the mustard seed. We're to be the yeast. We're to be the small minority in the world, but growing and influencing individuals and culture in the ways of God until Jesus returns. That's who Jesus has planted in this world. He has planted good seed. He's planted faithful followers who will be disciples and do the work of the kingdom. Jesus has planted those people in the world, Jesus and the good seed. Okay, so we're clear on that. Now, because of Jesus planting good seed, and because the sons of the kingdom are doing the work of the kingdom, friends, listen to me. This is why Satan, who is the ultimate hater of the kingdom of God, here's what he does. He attacks and infiltrates the kingdom with counterfeit believers to poison and to damage, to stifle and to steal, to create offense and work all manner of lawlessness and sin. Because Satan hates the kingdom of God, he's going to do anything he can to disrupt and destroy it. And who does Jesus tell us that he uses? He uses tares. Tares who are in the midst of the wheat. Tares who are in the midst of the good seed. Tares who are in the same field. Tares who are embedded with the wheat. Tares. So we have to ask ourselves the question, what is a tare? And so technically, without getting into the Latin, but technically, a tare is known as a darnel weed, a darnel weed. Now, listen to what a tare is. A tare is a lookalike. A tare is an imposter. A tare is a pretender. A tare is a mimicker. Okay? The Journal of Ethnobiology, I love this. I mean, I thought I was reading something from the scripture, but this is from the Journal of Ethnobiology. Here's what it says about a tare. Where there is darnel, or a tare, where there is darnel, there is treachery and toxicity. Man, if that doesn't have spiritual implications for what we've been talking about, the plant of Satan. The plant of Satan, what does it do? It creates treachery and toxicity. And that's not what a theologian says. That's what a biologist says. Tares, what do? They poison. And in this poisoning, listen to the effect that it can have on a human, because there's a spiritual component to this. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have used it. Listen to this. A tare can cause a loss of speech, a loss of vision. When people partake of darnel weed, it can cause someone to appear to be drunk. And in other words, man, it just knocks people off their senses. They lose their sight. They lose their vision. They lose their speech. They appear to be drunk. They're stumbling and stammering. In other words, tares wreak havoc. And so when Jesus says that tares are going to be embedded in the same field as wheat, man, we better watch out because they're out there and we don't want to lose our speech and we don't want to lose our vision. We don't want to appear to be drunk and stumbling and stammering. We want to understand the days in which we're living and we want to know what to do. We want to live on purpose with passion and power from Jesus himself. These tares, again, beloved, embedded in the midst of the wheat. Again, like we said last week, having a form of godliness, but these people deny the power of God. Tares, they are undetectable. Now, listen to this. Tares are undetectable until it's time to bear fruit and produce a harvest. And then when it's time to bear fruit and produce a harvest, they ain't got nothing because they're not wheat. They're an imposter. They're a counterfeit. They're a mimicker, but they're not true. Whoa. And so as the wheat grows and then as it matures, it produces a head on the wheat and then that head is what's harvested and produces fruit. The tare looks just like the wheat until it's time to produce a head that then produces the fruit of a harvest, and it doesn't produce anything good at all. All it has to offer is poison, treachery, and toxicity. Whoa! Jesus tells us, man, there's going to be people like this in the same field, and they are, without question, the planting of the evil one, the planting of the devil, the planting of Satan. These are the types of people that Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, another sobering passage of scripture. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Many, man, this is scary. "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?'" And then Jesus said, "I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Whoa. Whoa. At the end of the age, Jesus said there's going to be a whole bunch of people that show up with all kind of religious speak, with all kind of religious accolades that they ascribe to themselves. "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many wonders in your name?" Yeah, they may have done stuff in his name, but they didn't do stuff in his nature. And that's the difference. They played religious games while living contrary to the nature of Jesus. They weren't following the laws of God or the ways of God. They were living lawless lives, all while claiming and professing to be true followers of Jesus. They are tares in the midst of the field of the good seed of the sons of the kingdom of God. Jesus is going to tell them, "Hey, you can say all religious speak you want, but I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Friends, I'm telling you as soberly as I know how, warning you with the scripture. We are living in perilous times. We are living in times when tares have infiltrated the field of God, where the sons of the kingdom have been planted. These tares have been planted by Satan himself. Tares are the planting of Satan. Jesus said it himself in Matthew 13. 38 and 39. The planting of Satan. It's real. It's in the midst of the church right now. And you better be able to discern it. You better be able to understand it. And you better be able to know who you need to get away from, because there are more and more people like this in church circles. I promise you, I spend my life talking to pastors and leaders around the world, and the stories that I hear on a regular basis, sometimes I wonder, I just go, man, I just can't even do this anymore. This is unbelievable. And then I realize that's what the goal of the tear is, to wear down, to strength, to weaken and produce a loss of strength in the lives of true followers of Jesus. Friends, I'm telling you, there are horror stories happening, not just in this city, not just in this state, not just in this nation, but around the world. There are more and more tears popping up. The planting of Satan, it's everywhere. I don't say that to create some kind of dramatic suspicion or paranoia. I'm just telling you, man, it is time for the church to wake up and to start discerning what's really happening, for us to know what to do and how to respond when we see tares in our midst. All right, we'll see you next time. Father, help us. Father, help us in Jesus' name. We need your grace. We need your spirit. We need your truth. We need your discernment. Help us, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, beloved, if you have the courage to listen to part 3, join us next week, The Planting of Satan, part 3. God bless you guys.